How bonny and brisk, how pleasant and sweet were Jenny and I when my passion was strong. So eagerly each other's flames we did meet that a minute's delay did appear to be long. The vows that I made her she sealed with a kiss, till my soul I had lost in a rapture of bliss. I vowed and I thought I should ever have loved, where beauty and kindness together I found. So sweetly she looked and so sweetly she moved, that I fancied new strength with my joys to abound. For the pleasure I gave she did doubly requite, by finding out ever new ways to delight. But when that enjoyment had put out my fire, my strength was decayed, and my passion was done. So palled was my fancy, and so tame my desire, that I from the nymph very fain would have gone. Oh, Jenny, said I, you have loved me in vain, for beauty enjoyed turns love to disdain. But when she perceived that my flames were expired, and I for a while was quite dead with delight, she never left kissing till my heart she had fired, while I had not the power to depart from her sight. My dearest, quoth she, you quickly are cloyed, so soon for to leave what you sweetly enjoyed. Such pretty kind words and her languishing eyes did tempt me again to encourage my flame. Those charming embraces my thoughts did surprise. They caused me with panting to die in the same. But the death was so sweet and so easy my pain. Sweet Jenny, said I, let me die once again. As thus we sat dallying on the bankside, our loves overwhelmed with a passionate joy. Unfortunate we by a friend were espied. His presence with fear did our blessings destroy. Oh, Jenny, said I, we are undone by this man. Let's fly from this danger out of sight if we can. The pretty sweet nymph, with fear all amazed, stood affrighted, yet her senses she soon did regain. But smitten with love on sweet Jenny he gazed, and begged on his knees that she there would remain. Oh, let not my presence disturb you, for I, if that you forsake me with love, I shall die. Oh, let me but kiss that white hand, and I'll swear by the powers above that I'll never discover. Let not your best friend your presence forbear, for I like himself am a desperate lover. But give him your hand and let's frolic all three, my humor with his and with yours doth agree. His vow being made, Then Jenny replied, "If that you are shame, and my blushes conceal, for I have been faulty, it can't be denied. But pray don't our secret folly reveal. Then let us be merry, since the danger is past. I am not the first, nor I shall not be the last." Then merrily, merrily, let's take our way, where Hymen shall tie us in marriage secure, and that we be fruitly, he'll heartily pray. My constancy to thee shall ever endure, and though I have transgressed before I was thy wife, yet I'll be thy sweet Jenny all days of my life.